Good morning and welcome. We have a few announcements this morning. The nursery is open, so if you have any children up to the age of two, you're welcome to take advantage of that. For Club Rock, we have the carnival, which is on Wednesday. We are still looking for some volunteers to run some activities. So if you are available September 16th, that is Wednesday, from 5:30 to 7, that'd be awesome. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, or you can come talk to me. And then beyond that, September 23rd, so the following Wednesday, will be the first week of actual Club Rock. We are looking specifically still for some first and second grade helpers and helper for the fifth and sixth grade classroom. So also, if you are of age, so if you're first through sixth grade, you're welcome to come and join us at the carnival for Club Rock. All of your family's welcome, and be sure to get your registrations in for that so that you can join us on September 23rd. The registrations and flyers for that are also in the foyer. So if you could bring your filled out registration form, that'd be great. If not, we will have some extras there to fill out. We also still are looking for a custodian. So that'll be 25 to 30 hours a week. If you would like to help out with that, you can talk to one of the deacons. And then there is a bridal shower on October 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. And that is for Jersey Johnson, Marshall Johnson's wife here at the church. And then upcoming events tonight, we have youth group, and then at noon there is a nominating committee meeting. Those are both today. On Wednesday we have the Club Rock Carnival and the praise band practice from at 7 p.m. And then also Saturday, September 19th, there's a mom's brunch at Abby Heyer's house at 9:30 a.m. Are there any other announcements? Yes.
To their kids coming or after their kids coming, whatever, that may be in there. So if you see a bottle that says bleach solution, know that that's where it is. And feel free to use it. I'll get some more. I only had nine, so I bought nine bottles, and I'm going to get a few more for like the kitchen and the fellowship hall once we get Club Rock going and stuff. But that is there to do what we can to stop spread COVID, I guess.
All right. Yeah. So if you couldn't hear, Mark was just letting us know that there are bleach solution bottles in each of the classrooms, and if you would like to spray down the tables and the chairs before Sunday school or Club Rock, those are there as a means of helping us disinfect and keep people safe. I believe there's a video for the Club Rock Carnival if we want to play that.
Hey guys!
Church of St. Lawrence. This year, to kick off Club Rock, we'll be hosting a carnival with food, games, and prizes. All first through sixth graders and their families are welcome to come join us and have fun. I'll be introducing myself and answering any questions that you might have about the curriculum, about Club Rock, and about COVID this year. Also, you can bring your registration forms to the carnival. This will be the last opportunity to turn those in, and we will have some available to fill out if you left yours at home. I pray that you're all staying safe during this time, and I hope to see you all here having fun. All right, yeah, so just as a reminder, there will be games and prizes at the carnival. There will not be popcorn as featured in the video, but there will be hot dogs and chips. So the call to worship this morning is Colossians 1, 9 through 12. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
Again, good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're going to start by singing hymn number 358. Excuse me. I am thine, O Lord. I'll ask you if you would like to take your hymn books, or the words will be on the screen, and stand with me, please. Number 358, I am thine, O Lord. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and thy will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are hearts of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Wonderful singing. If you just want to wave to one another across the way as you... We are grateful that you're here this morning. This is our opportunity for prayer requests and praises. I just got one update that came from the Ohms. June does send a thank you for the church family, for the prayers, cards, and meals that came. And they do feel so blessed. June is improving, and will soon be walking without the walker for assistance. So as she continues to recover from her hip surgery, we also continue to pray for Brenda as she is recovering as well from hip surgery. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Tom. Those are always good things. So it is, as Tom stated, that because of the hail damage this previous summer, or I guess earlier in the summer, the roof, if you notice in the back, there are quite a few pallets of shingles. So in the next couple of weeks, there will be a crew working on the roof. So you can always stop by to look. I would not get too close, but... Don't go up on the roof. That would be bad. But we are grateful that there are things like insurance and people available to put things back together. So that is the update. But also the prayer request for the guys that will be working on the roof for safety. It is a really large job. And so we'll pray for them and their safety and their time here. Other requests or praises?
Lynn. On the same note of insurance, I want to praise God for his protection and remind everyone to have a fire extinguisher in their kitchen close. And if you don't have one, buy one. If you can't afford one, let me know.
So Lynn is praising God for protection and the gratefulness of having a fire extinguisher handy. So. I'm sure Lynn will have more opportunity to share about that story after, but we do sometimes take for granted the small mercies that God does provide and the way that he protects us in our lives, and so we do rejoice along with your family with watching over things are important, and it does remind us that there are those in the West Coast that are dealing with fire in a lot larger dimension with the fires that are out west consuming thousands of acres. So we'll pray for those out in California, Oregon, and Washington, Colorado as well. Are there other prayer requests?
Okay, as long as we're confessing things. I fell out of a tractor about a week ago. Landed on my feet, but my arm stayed behind me. And it really messed up my mighty right arm. And I don't know if it's too early.
Well, I know there are a couple individuals in this sanctuary right now that probably could recommend a surgeon or two. Yeah, Ernie is waving his hand. Ernie and
a good physical therapist.
Oh, that's true.
We've had some in this church.
That is the blessing that there are those in the medical profession around us. But grateful that you did land on your feet. But we'll pray for Dave's arm and healing and the process ahead. Any other prayer requests? Oh, Ernie.
This is just maybe a little clarification on something, not a prayer request. Just clarification, the custodial position is a paid position.
Okay, yes, that is a reminder. The announcement in the bulletin about the custodial position, it is a paid position. So if you are looking for extra income, it's 15 to 20 hours a week as you... develop a routine, and so that is available.
It's 20 to 25 hours a month.
Oh, sorry, 20 to 25 hours a month.
Approximately.
I heard that, but I was thinking a week, and I thought that was kind of high. So, okay, 20 to 25 hours a month. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this new day, for the opportunity of coming together to worship you. And we do ask, as the first hymn that we sang, that you would draw us closer to you, that you have, through your Son, purchased us, that our redemption has been bought, that we are now, through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the receiving of him as our Savior, we have been reconciled with you, that you no longer see us as enemies, but as not just friends, but as sons and daughters. Thank you for being a good Heavenly Father who watches out over us, who makes sure that our daily needs are taken care of. You tell us not to worry, and sometimes when we look at the world around us, it is easy to, like Peter stepping out of the boat, it's easier to start looking at the waves and the wind and not look at our Savior. Father, help us to lead by example. We do pray for those in our church that have significant health needs. Some are listed in the bulletin. Others, we've been able to see how through surgery and your healing hand, they're starting to gain mobility. Pray for June. Pray for Brenda, that you would continually heal, providing more mobility. Thank you for the church body that has come alongside of them during their time of healing. Father, we also lift up Dave to you, that you would heal his arm, whether you choose to do that through your healing touch or through the medical profession. We thank you for how you have gifted individuals in our church as well as around us that understand the human body. But you, as the great physician, we ask that you would heal. We also pray for those men that will be working on our roof, that you would protect them. We do thank you for things like insurance, for the way that our premiums, but also the insurance check has come to cover the costs. We thank you for protection. We're grateful that with the situation that Lynn found herself in, that you watched over and things got under control. But as a reminder, always to be wise, to be prepared. You tell us to be as wise as serpents, as harmless as doves, and sometimes we get that reversed. Father, we also pray for those that are dealing with these fires out west, that you would protect the firefighters that are, whether on the ground or in the air. We know that it is a dangerous occupation, but a very necessary one. We pray that you would provide weather that would help cut down these fires, that you would be with the ones in the path, that you would protect them. And Father, we pray for our country as we go through this election cycle. Thank you that you are king. You are on the throne, and you do raise up and lower those by your will. But we pray for our country that you would bring healing. We ultimately understand that that will only occur when we bend the knee to the Prince of Peace, that the symptoms we see around us are caused really by the human heart. And Father, I pray that you would send revival to your church, that you would be working in the lives of our country, that they would come to see their need and repent and find hope and life in Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up Judy Bowman to you as our missionary of the month, that you would watch over her as she is doing the bike tours, as the contacts that they have, the opportunities they have to share the gospel. You keep them safe, help them to have the words to say as they bring the life-saving message of Christ. We thank you for this body, for the opportunity we have of Wednesday, restarting up Club Rock. Be with our staff. We pray for the health of all who are attending and working, but also that the gospel message of Jesus Christ would find hearts that are ready to receive your word. We lay all these things before you. We thank you that you listen, but you also act. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wonderful to be able to come together and just love on each other through prayer. Prayer is such an essential part of our walk with the Lord and our love for Him. And so it's a wonderful thing to be a part of that, and to be able to do it together is huge in the house of the Lord. So if you'd stand with us this morning, we're gonna start singing some praises to the Lord. ahead and be seated. I'm going to share a little bit out of the Bible this morning with you before we sing our last song together. I'm in Psalms. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. You will pull me out of the net which they have securely laid for me. You are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have ransomed me, O Lord, God of truth. I think in the world that we're at, and in so much pain and so much hurt that is destroying where we live, how we live, how people think, how people feel, if we don't go to the Bible, if we don't go to prayer, if we don't search him, then Satan wins. And there's so much of that right now that, for me, I find my comfort in worship song, in prayer, with other believers, and definitely in his word. And his word is where we need to find our huge part of our strength in every day. So I encourage you this morning to just find your place where God just really speaks to your spirit.
Thank you. Father, we thank you so much for the truths that are contained in that song. We thank you for the truth of your word and for the freedom that we have to possess it, to read it, to come together, to worship you. We pray that the words of that song are indeed the creed of everyone who is here this morning. I pray if there's anyone here who cannot say with certainty that they believe that they would recognize that need in their lives. We thank you for the gift of your Son, the hope of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.